Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something a lot of people drink every day, juice. We have David August, the professor of medicine at USC, leading cancer doctor and researcher, co-director of the National Cancer Institute, founder of oncology.com, and a New York Times best-selling author. Hi, David. 你好.
Hi. How are you, Shala?
Yeah, I'm well. Thank you. Right. So many people, they are drinking juice on a day-to-day basis.
No question about it. Is that it's easy, right? Is that to eat an orange is hard. You have to peel it. You have to worry about getting on your fingers. But it's very easy to take a carton, pour it, and drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got to go back to the roots. You know, whoever made the fruits and vegetables out there made them so as soon as they're picked, they start to degrade. So the key is fresh. But also when you expose them to light and oxygen, they degrade almost instantaneously, all the nutrients. So the key is to eat the real food. Get away from those shortcuts, the juicing. Eat the real food. That's the key to get the nutrients, and that's the key to long-term health.
Yeah, it's interesting. So many people, they misunderstood. They think that juice is healthy. But in fact, according to your book, A Short Guide to a Long Life, having juice is actually the wrong thing to do.
Well, it's not according to me. It's according to the data. All you're doing is getting a big bolus of sugar in the morning or wherever you're having it.
Yep.
The key is, you know, our bodies were designed when we chew something, it turns on certain enzymes, and then we absorb certain things in the stomach, certain things in the intestines, and we actually evolve to absorb fruit in a certain way. Once we put it into that juice, we go around all that evolution.
Right.
You know, the great story happened in the 1740s,
mm-hmm.
where James Lynn is captain of the British Royal Navy, and he's fighting the French at the Battle of Trafalgar. Well, back then, they would go to sea for months at a time, and they would get scurvy. Well, he had limes on his ship. That's why the British soldiers are called limeys,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't get scurvy. And after the war, he became an entrepreneur. He said, I'm selling the extract of lime to prevent scurvy. And it didn't work because as soon as you squeeze that lime, everything is degraded. The key is to eat the real food.
Yeah, the real food. You know, juice is actually quite a Western culture. In ancient China, people rarely had juice and they would be lucky to be able to pick some fruits from a tree.
Right.
And then nowadays, the consumption of juice is getting much greater and it's growing fast in China because of the misconception that having juice is healthy. So let's learn how to say that in Chinese. And next time when you go to give a speech in China, you can say, don't have juice in Chinese. The way to say that, 果汁.
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 果 is fruit.It's a third tone, 果,
果,
果, and the character, it looks just like fruit. There's a tree underneath and a little fruit on top. So that means the fruit, 果,
果,
yep, and 汁, it's just a sound. It's like, it looks like water flowing, 汁,
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 汁, 果汁, and 果汁 together, that means fruit juice.And that could mean vegetable juice because people sometimes they are a bit fussy and they are a bit vague in terms of what type of juice. But if you really want to be really specific, they may say 水果汁.
水果汁.
水果汁. 水 is water and 果 is the fruit.
You know, the amazing thing about fruit is if you eat the orange, you're going to get a fraction of the sugar as if you drink the juice.
Yeah.
I want people to eat the real fruit, not take the juices.
Great. So that's practice 果汁 again. 果, the way to say that, it's just like saying 果汁, 果, the first part of 果汁.
果.
果, that's perfect. And juice, it's 汁.
汁.
果汁. And now when people use blender, we say 果汁机.
果汁机.
果汁机. 果汁 is fruit. 机 is machine. So the fruit machine is a blender.果汁机。
果汁机。
Awesome. So you mentioned several times about eating the real food rather than processed. And any other things you encourage us eating more?
So the key is, you know, three basic tenets. One is it's not just what you eat, it's when you eat. So eat your meals the same time every day, nothing in between.Our body loves the regularities. When insulin goes up and it comes down, people who graze, that is eat whenever they're hungry, have a dramatically higher rate of diabetes. Number two is every meal needs to have lots of proteins and lots of fats. It can have some carbohydrates. So don't do a carbohydrate only meal. So just oatmeal for breakfast isn't very smart. The key is have some proteins and have some fats. And, you know, the third is eat the real food as much as possible. You know, avoid things in the middle of the supermarket and go to the outsides or go to the fresh markets, where it be fresh fruits and vegetables, meat, chicken, fish, all of those. The key to life is moderation, some of everything.
Mm-hmm. One thing interesting you said about eating at the same time is actually very consistent with Chinese medicine. And they also encourage people to eat at the same time. And probably they have a bit more about eating 70% of your real appetite rather than 100%. And one thing I'm very interested, because I'm personally interested in nutrition, there's some fad about fasting, like 5-2. Or intermittent fasting, people maybe eat in between the 8 hours window and not to eat at all in 16-hour window. There are variations of them. What do you think about them?
I think when you look at the data, you know, there's short-term and there's long-term. So short-term, you may feel better, but when you look long-term, fasting has a detriment, not a benefit.
Right.
Our bodies really weren't designed to fast. So, you know, the key is whether it be 2 meals or 3 meals, stick to the same number at the same time every day. You know, throughout evolution, over a million years, we would go hunting and then eat what we got that night and the leftovers in the morning. So we really evolved to have 2, maybe 3 meals, not more. We never had a cupboard or a cabinet until 100 years ago, right? We would always go fresh to the market and then make our meals, and we wouldn't have leftovers lying around.
Yep.
This newfound concept of food all the time isn't good for our health.
No, and you also mentioned about no snacking. I noticed that. So I guess according to the guideline we have now, probably 99% of the most supermarkets will have to be taken out because they are not good for our health. Most of them are processed, a lot of them are snacks, and many of them are juices.
Well, that's because people want to make money, right? You can charge, you know, $5-6 US dollars for a juice, whereas an orange costs a quarter. The same thing with the snacks. Everybody wants to process something and sell it and make a dollar. We have to resist that remarkable marketing they all do, and really focus on our short-term and our long-term health. It's hard for me to tell you or somebody, do this today and it's going to help you 10, 20, 30 years down the road. That time lag between behavior and outcome is long in the health field, and it really is challenging to get engagement.
Wow, thank you very much, David.
Thank you.
I wish every doctor can be as honest as you. I'm a big supporter and big fan of your work. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We have David Agus joining us. We talk about juice, 果汁. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and tell us what you have learned. Thank you. Until next time, 再见。再见, David.
再见。